Chapter 5.3, Irregular Verbs in the Yo Form. Now a G, now an O, go. In the last chapter, we said there were two different irregularities in the verbs venir and tener, a stem change and a change in the Yo form. Well, venir and tener aren't the only verbs that add an extra G before the O in the Yo form. Many commonly used verbs in Spanish are irregular in the Yo form, even if that's the only irregularity they have. Listen to these examples.
Poner, to put. Yo pongo, tú pones. Usted, él, ella, pone. Nosotros ponemos. Vosotros ponéis. Ustedes, ellos, ellas, ponen. Traer, to bring. Yo traigo. Tú traes. Usted, él, ella, trae. Nosotros traemos. Vosotros traéis. Ustedes, ellos, ellas, traen. Valer, tu value. Yo valgo. Tú vales. Usted, él, ella, vale. Nosotros valemos. Vosotros valéis. Ustedes, ellos, ellas, valen. Salir, to leave or to go out. Yo salgo. Tú sales. Usted, él, ella, sale. Nosotros salimos. Vosotros salís. Ustedes, ellos, ellas, salen. Hacer. To do. Yo hago. Tú haces. Usted, él, ella, hace. Nosotros hacemos. Vosotros hacéis. Ustedes, ellos, ellas, hacen.
Note that traer has an additional irregularity in the yo form with an I in addition to the extra G.
Por ejemplo, 1. ¿Dónde pongo tus maletas? Where do I put your bags? 2. Te traigo un vaso de agua. I bring you a glass of water. 3. Salgo inmediatamente para París. I leave immediately for Paris. 4. ¿Qué hago con eso? What do I do with that? 5. ¿Que no valgo nada yo para ti? Am I not worth anything to you?
Thinking about valer, you may be interested to know that the word vale is quite frequently used in Spain. For example, the phrase no vale is often used to mean it won't work or it's no good. The phrase vale, on the other hand, is a catch-all phrase meaning okay or it's fine. You'll hear that a lot. In the next section, you'll learn about to say and to give.